Showcase Land Care, this is Deanna. Can I help you?
Hi, Deanna. Is Kyle there?
I think he's on the phone with somebody. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, give me just a second. I'll see if he's available.
Okay, thank you.
Showcase Land Care, this is Kyle.
Hey Kyle, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. Hey, I wanted to circle back with you. I had a missed call from you. Looks like, sometimes last week. And, I was trying to get in touch with you playing phone tag. So I just wanted to, circle back.
What can
back
I do for you?
I know you when you called me, did you happen to get my voicemail that I left when I...
No, I don't think I did. I think that Deanna had told me that you had called and I was returning your call.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, basically, the bank had sent out some finance offers to business, and it was based on some financing it did with Wells Fargo back in 2013. And so basically we had the business pre-approved some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like about $250,000. I just want to circle back with you and see what you had in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
So are you Wells Fargo or are you a different bank than Wells Fargo?
No, we're the Bank of Cardiff. We're strictly a business bank, and we do equipment financing and working capital.
All right. So do you only do equipment financing, or do you do general like financing like a business loan?
Yeah, we do business loans. Like that's like a working capital loan, yeah.
Okay. How do you know about Wells, my relationship with Wells Fargo? Are you guys a former entity of theirs, or are you a current entity of theirs?
No. We have, a UCC filing information, and we saw that she did, some financing Wells Fargo, and we get our leads from DMB, and it just shows, customers a good borrowing or a strong borrowing history, and so we wanted to reach out, and see if there's anything that she possibly needed that we could, help you out with.
All right, so... I think the answer is I don't think so. I can tell you that I had a loan with Wells Fargo for probably 4 or 5 years that was like a revolving line of credit.
Yeah.
I put it in place in case I ever needed the funds for like expansion or growth, or if I just ever was in a tight spot cash flow wise. But in the 4 or 5 years, frankly, I never drew a single penny against it. After like 4 or 5 years, they shut it down, and I haven't been too anxious to get a new revolving line of credit because I never needed that one.
Yeah.
It is the kind of thing that I like having because I have been close to needing to draw from it at times when we've expanded and I've bought more trucks and trailers and things, but I've so far always had enough capital on hand to do that without drawing against the loan.
Oh, right on.
So if you guys are interested in providing me a business loan that is like a revolving type of credit, I would probably be interested in that because I don't currently have one, but you should know up front that although I'm a very good borrower, I'm not likely to draw against it.
Yeah, and that's, our working capital loans, they're based off sales, right? So we're able to free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue. And, it's similar to a line of credit as in, you can get approved for the largest amount possible and you take out what you need. But it's better, than a line of credit because we can get you approvals, higher approvals than most lines of credit.
Are there any, first of all, is there any collateral or do you guys just give a loan based on our credit rating?
Yeah, it's unsecured. And credit, has a little bit to it, but it's based off sales though.
Okay.
So yeah, it doesn't play a large role. And it doesn't go on personal credit.
All right, it's on the business. And then is there any like annual fee or is there any origination fees or anything?
No, there's no fees, nothing like that. It's a I mean, it's, you know, it's a simple process. It's a one-page app, and it has no app fee. And then it'd be 6 months business bank statements, because they evaluate, you know, the cash flow of the business, so they don't give you something, you know, that would be a burden to the business. And on your most recent tax return, 2014 is fine if you don't have 2015. And
we have 2015 done. So
you got it. You guys are on top of it. And yeah, we can get you, upon receiving everything, we can get you an answer, you know, within 24 hours on exactly what you'd be looking at. And
so it would be, that sounds almost identical to what I had with Wells. So basically, mm-hmm. there's no annual fee, there's no origination fee, nothing. Mm-mm. I provide you with my financial information,
yeah.
which includes like revenue, our some of our cash flow, our bank statements, mm-hmm. and then
yeah.
you guys give me a total number that is the revolving line of credit limit, and then I just draw against it, and then if I need it, and then I can pay it back down to zero as soon as I can, right?
Yeah, so like basically, you know, it's like, what were your sales like last year? Like, give me a ballpark.
We did $1.4 million.
Okay, 1.4, yeah, so based on that, we can get you 140, you know, 1,000, just a quick, like, quote on that. So yeah, so you have 140, and you only need, like, you know, 40. You can take the 40. And then when you know, you pay it back. Yeah.
What
and
is
then
the
when,
interest rate? Is it prime plus something?
Well, it's like, I mean, there's multiple different programs. Like, how much would that be, the 140 that you'd be looking at?
Honestly, I don't think I – look, the truth is I don't think I would need anywhere near
yeah.
that. But mm-hmm. I basically would want as much as I could get, because mm-hmm. you never know. So I don't anticipate needing anywhere near that. My loan with Wells Fargo, honestly, was like $30,000.
Okay.
I think. I can't remember. But I also got that, you know, like 8 years ago when we had been in business for like 2 years versus now where we've been in business for 10 years. So.
Oh, okay. So you have more established and you have
well,
better idea.
We were way smaller when I got it. But the point mm-hmm. is, I would want as much as I could get, and then I frankly
yeah.
don't think I would ever use it at all, honestly.
Yeah, and like that's like, I don't know, like I said, you could see what you could, you know, we can get you or approve for, and then you'd have that amount, and then whatever amount you would need, you could take. You don't have to take the full amount, obviously. And so, yeah, and I mean, what do you use it for? You said you're adding on equipment, or use it for like jobs, or?
Yeah, well, so I'm a pretty conservative, cautious business owner. So
mm-hmm. that's good.
We basically are careful to manage our growth and to not grow too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't bleed the business dry. So there's always like a pretty good working capital. So if we mm-hmm. need a new truck, or we need a new trailer, or we need a bunch of materials for a job, we just buy them
mm-hmm.
and then I just front it, and then when we get paid, then we have some profit there. So
yeah,
I haven't ever run out of cash or I
mm-hmm.
needed to draw against the loan, but there were about two times when we picked up like two new crews or something, and I was really close to being out of cash, and I almost drew against that
yeah.
loan, but I didn't end up having to.
That's good.
So,
yeah, like, I know it can be like scary too when you get that close, you know. But how did you kind of, you just kind of, you got paid out? I mean, do you have to wait for payment? Is it up to like 60 days or?
No, I just, you know, at any given time, buying two new trucks and two new trailers is
yeah.
60 grand. I mean,
mm-hmm. that's a
bit of money. And so, you know, you either have that in your operating accounts or you don't. And
mm-hmm.
we had it. But, you know, if I were to then the next week get a whole nother big maintenance contract, and I had needed a third new truck, well, then I wouldn't have had the funds to buy it, and I would have needed to draw against the loan. And then, of course, I'd pay it off as quick as I could.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, so we could, you know, see exactly, you know, what you'd be, you know, qualified for. And then, yeah, you could take the amount when you need it, you know, obviously, in that sense. And so, yeah, I think based off your sales, because it is a sales-based loan, we'd be able to get you around, yeah, 140,000. So you could have that, you know, to play with, and if in case these needs like, come up, you know.
So, what is the application process? Do you send me a form and I fill it out and send it back, or how does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'd send you, it's a simple process. It's a one-page application. Like I said, it would be those 6 months business bank statements, the most recent, that they just evaluate the cash flow of the business. So don't give anything that's like a burden, obviously. And then it would be a your 2015 tax return, like you said. And
just upon the business, right? You don't want my personal.
Yeah, just the business, not your personal.
Right.
Yeah, and it's all goes on the business. It's not a personal loan.
Right. Okay. So, why don't I give you my personal assistant's email address, and why don't you email the application to her?
Okay.
And I will speak with her and let her know that it's coming over, and we'll give it some thought on our end, and we will likely fill it out, provide the documentation, and send it back to you.
Okay. Sounds great. What's a good email for you?
Her email is admin, A-D-M-I-N, at showcaselandcare.com.
Okay, showcaselandcare.com.
Yeah, it's
Alrighty.
All one word, and it's not landscape, it's landcare.
Landcare, okay. Okay, showcaselandcare?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll send over that, you know, the application and along with the list of documents we need, just the bank statements and the most recent tax return. Oh, and well, do your customers provide or they pay with credit card?
On occasion, most write checks. It's
most write checks. Okay.
Not much of our revenue is from credit card.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was just going to say if a majority of it was, we'd need like just 4 months of the credit card processing statements. That's just to see the cash flow. But if they don't use them a lot, it shouldn't be necessary.
We probably have between $1,000 to $2,000 of revenue a month on credit cards. So we're talking maybe like $20,000 a year versus our $1.4 million in total revenue.
Yeah, I don't think that would be
insignificant.
Yeah, I think that would be insignificant as well. Okay, well, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over the app with just that list of documents, the bank statements, and the tax return. And, when's a good time to, you know, follow up with you?
You could try calling back in about a week. My personal assistant's name is Deanna. She's the one whose email address I gave you. So if you want to address it to her, you can. And when you call back in, if you ask, you can ask her about the status. Of course, you can ask to speak to me, but she'll be the one that will be putting together the documentation for you.
Okay. All righty. What day, you know, exactly next week? Like, think like Wednesday or like more toward the beginning?
Yeah, just call like Wednesday next week. That'll be
okay.
Fine.
All right, sounds good.
And your name was James, is that right?
No, it's Danny.
Danny.
Okay, yeah.
So you're with the bank. What's the bank's name again?
The Bank of Cardiff. It's like it's Cardiff, like Frank Frank.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
go ahead.
Your information, your bank's information, will be on the application form, correct?
Oh yeah, everything's on there. I'll provide you notes, links to our website, a Google Plus reviews. We have an A plus rating on our Better Business Bureau. You can check us out, you know. And, I'll send you everything through email.
All right. If you send it over and then follow up in about a week, that'd be great.
All right. Sounds good, Kyle. Well, thanks for your time. And I'll go ahead and shoot
thank you.
About 15 minutes.
All righty. That'd be fine.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.